This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and as I usually do, I was perusing the interwebs and came across an amazing event that highlights exactly what the show is about. The New Canaan Food Revolution, started by Jamie Oliver, an amazing chef, watched him for many years, still watches stuff on TV. But the New Canaan Food Revolution kind of brings that home right here to New Canaan. And joining me this morning is two lovely ladies from Rock, Paper, Scissors, Rachel Lampin and Kristen Matrakis. Ladies, good morning and thank you for joining me.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, the New Canaan Food Revolution. Tell me about, I just love the name of it.
It's a strong name, isn't it? It's a strong name, and we are so excited to be back. It's very much backed up by the New Canaan Chamber of Commerce. Laura Barr does a phenomenal job in supporting it. We had a two-year break due to nasty old COVID, but it has a great following. We change up the charities that benefit each time. And so for the seventh year this year, it's going to be Filling in the Blanks, who do a fantastic job at feeding, helping fight childhood hunger and feeding kids over the weekend when they maybe don't have access to food.
So what is it? I mean, is it just like a normal food festival? What makes it different than just, you know, a food truck fair or something?
So it's now taking place outside Town Hall, New Canaan Town Hall, which is fantastic. So on Saturday, free parking around the back, very family focused. People get wristbands and they go on a food trail. We give them a passport and they have to get a stamp at each of the stops that they go to. We've got 16 amazing places they're going to stop at and they're going to try something different. And when they try something different, they get their stamp, they collect them all, and then they come back to us at the town hall, and we give them a bravery certificate to try and get, and that we also go into a prize draw.
So now that's, you know, is all those food samples included in the price, or are these different?
Yeah.
Like, is it you get the bravery certificate, so I'm assuming these aren't your traditional, like, here's a little hot dog or here's something, you know, generic, shall we say?
No, not at all. In the past, we've had everything from Marmite, which is yuck. You either love it or hate it. I hate it. They've had people do wasabi. Chef Prasad has done pork vindaloo. He's keeping it a surprise for what they're having this year. But lots and lots of people get involved. It's their contribution as well. So they give out maybe up to 100 samples. And it is just a really fun family event.
And that's the thing. And, you know, it's something like this that, you know, you can bring the family to and they can try those different things. That's the whole idea of Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. You know, have kids and families try different things. It's not the every night meal that we're just getting bored with. It's to experience those different things.
You're so right, Joey. I mean, this is about people, your families coming together, first of all, enjoying an event. It's a self-guided walking thing. It's fun. And, you know, the mums and dads get involved as well. It's not just the kids that have a wristband. The mums and dads buy them too. And it's a good hour or however long you want to take leisurely walking around and just enjoying and trying something different.
And that's, I think, you know, getting to have kids and just families in general, try something different, get outdoors and just experience these things. You know, that's something that I don't think enough of us do, is experimenting with different foods or stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit and just enjoying time eating.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we've got pretty sophisticated eaters around here, but still, you know, it just makes the participants step up a little. Chris from Against the Grain, he deals with the Amish quite a lot, and he's getting a pie from Pennsylvania, which is, I hear, delicious. But it's, again, trying different things. You know, so it's going to be super, super amazing.
And I'm assuming that's the pie that's on the Facebook page. What sort of pie is this? It looks interesting, but my theory is with food especially, you got to try everything at least twice. Because depending on who's cooked it, how it came out, you got to always give it a second chance. And I'm okay with trying that pie.
It sounds delicious. It's molasses, and it sounds absolutely wonderful. My theory of food is just try everything.
That's it. You know, we're only here once on this planet, so you might as well enjoy it and taste a little bit of everything. So, you know, if people aren't familiar also with Rock, Paper, Scissors, your, you know, event company that does things like this, you guys also do some other things also across the state that people can get out and enjoy.
Yeah, in fact, we've just launched a scavenger hunt that's right around downtown Westport.
Which is a beautiful area, by the way.
So pretty, yeah. They've got the water that goes right down through town. And it's in honor of Gilberti's 100th anniversary. That's a garden center that's obviously been around in Westport for a long time. And it's just a lot of fun for families and friends and a great way to get out and about. It's a free download, and it runs throughout the month of May. And Gilberti's is actually awarding a prize each week of a $50 gift certificate. So, you know, can't hurt to give it a try. You end up sending in a selfie, and if you send in a selfie, then you are eligible for the prize drawing.
Now, we touched on this a little bit. It's been 2 years since the New Canaan Food Revolution. The scavenger hunt you guys are doing, are you seeing people just want to get out again after being cooped up for 2 years?
Absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead. So I was going to say, it's so exciting. It feels so exciting for us. We do trivia in person. We did a lot online. And
it's
now
not the same when you do stuff online like that. There's just something to be together doing things.
Our trivia, we do it at the Bedford Playhouse every month. And, you know, we've got people that come along religiously and now they're friends with each other. So we love that. And we're going to do a Carver wine bar in New Canaan trivia. That's starting when New Bay's actually throwing in dinner, a glass of wine, and then trivia. So that's just awesome on a Tuesday. And then the other one we do is Club London in Stamford the first and third Sunday of the month. So it's a nice way for a Sunday fun day.
That's awesome. Now let's get a little bit into the rock, paper, scissors. You guys have all these things, you know, what made you start rock, paper, scissors was it just to get people out and doing things and have a little fun?
We've always said we just like connecting people, and yes, just to have fun. And it was just a great way to combine Rachel's background in PR and hospitality with my background in graphic design and our shared love of parties. And so it just kind of a natural for us.
that's excellent, because there's not enough, you know, like the partying fun mentality. And if, you know, the listeners haven't noticed, Rachel is a British transplant, according to the website, and Kristen grew up in Texas. So you have two extremely diverse backgrounds coming together in Connecticut. That I find very fascinating.
What are the odds?
We'll take both of those. So people from Texas is massive. Like, it takes a day to drive across. People in Connecticut can go from one side to the other in either an hour or 45 minutes. But for some reason, people don't want to get out and adventure in our tiny little state. There's so much to offer in our state that people don't just take a drive, you know, go to New Canaan for the food festival, the food revolution that's coming up there. Go do a scavenger hunt. Go do something in this state. There's just so much to do. And I'm looking at the page, you know, on Facebook. You can find the New Canaan Food Revolution on Facebook. If you go to Rock, Paper, Scissors, they have their trivia links, the scavenger hunt, all that stuff. You know, so it's been going that. The food revolution has been going on 7 years now.
Yes.
Was there anything that you guys have had there that kind of threw people for a loop, but really enjoyed it? Because it is, like you said, it's different food.
Oh, gosh, I'll have to remember now. There's been various restaurants that have come and gone.
Mm-hmm.
Before Chef Prasad was a French place, so I'm going to test people's memory now. And actually served up snails, escargot, which threw the kids a little bit. But as I say, for this year, people are becoming really clever, about what they're going to serve. So, the Adirondack store, because of what they do in there, they're going to serve up jerky, but it won't be your regular beef jerky. It's going to be some wild boar or something like that. So, it's all going to test the kids a little bit. Either it will look different, taste different, smell different, but it will be delicious.
And that's the thing. I like the whole, it's an adventure. Getting your certificate at the end, you tried everything. It's again, the New Canaan Food Revolution returns Saturday, May 14th. It's from 9:30 to 11:30. It's a beautiful area. Like I said, out in front of Town Hall. I know that area. It's an amazing time. You can fill in the blanks and get your little certificate. So now, are you two ladies going to be trying all the food? Will I see you walking around with your certificate after?
It depends how many walk homes we get, because we sell tickets in advance. They're available to purchase online. But we do get quite a few walk ins because the weather, touch wood, is very, very good. And we have a great high school band playing as well, unusually quiet. And they're playing jazz, throughout the 2 hour period. So if we can get out to try things, we will. If not, we'll have our stand there and we'll be handing out the passports and certificates once it's all completed.
Well, that's excellent. If people want more information, the New Canaan Food Festival Revolution. The New Canaan Food Revolution returns Saturday, May 14th. This upcoming Saturday, 9:30 to 11, you can visit and get information on rockpaperscissors.events. There's a spot there for scavenger hunts, all the fun stuff that you guys do. The New Canaan Food Revolution, it's going to be an awesome time. Get your tickets ahead of time. Like you said, you don't want to get there and be out of luck in getting your certificate of bravery, which I'm going to definitely try to do. I think it's an amazing time. So joining me again this morning, it's an amazing group, Rock, Paper, Scissors, Rachel Lampin, a British transplant, love the accent, and also Kristen Matrakis, grew up in Austin, also love the accent. Two wonderful ladies trying to just get people out in Connecticut, get out there and enjoy this state. I thank you ladies for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
And again, get out. Enjoy Connecticut. Spring is coming. Get outside. Adventure as a family, because there's so many things to do right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.